Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to hour two of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I got to tell you about my trip to Alaska, and I'll get to that in just a bit. But before I do, let's check in with Pete from Scuba Board, because he's out on the road diving today. Pete, how are you, buddy?
I am getting wet.
Yes. Well, good for... Well, wait a minute. I know you're about to enter a rainstorm, so does that mean you're going diving, or it's about to open up on you from above?
Yes to both.
Okay. All right, where are you, buddy?
I am at Paradise Springs, Florida, in my van, which is keeping me nice and toasty dry.
Okay, so you're down by the river in a van.
No, Paradise Spring is
Springs
is not a river.
It's not a river.
It's not really a spring.
What is it, then? It says it's Paradise Springs. It must be a spring. Why wouldn't it be a spring?
It's more like a sinkhole.
Okay. So,
I think there's a flow, but it's like from one side to the other. It doesn't empty out the flow.
Aha. Uh-huh. So it's like an underground river. So you're in a van.
Exactly.
By an underground river. Yeah, something like that. There's something there. I know. But anyway, yeah. So the roof of this underground spring has collapsed, and that's what opens up for Paradise Springs? Is that a better
way? That's exactly right.
Okay. So,
and as you're going down to it, and this is one of those things that you can actually dive as an open water student. The cave starts at about 130 feet.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And you have beautiful openings that are open to open water divers.
Okay.
Some of us think that's wrong. Some of us think that's okay, that there's not a whole lot to get entrapped with. But it's a wonderfully prehistoric setting.
Okay, so there's a lot of overhangs, but plenty of access to the surface, kind of like a cavern type of situation as opposed to a full cave type
of deal. Until you get down to the 100-foot, 120-foot area, there's not really anywhere for someone to go off and get lost.
Got it. Now, once you get to those points, they got the giant Grim Reaper signs with skull and crossbones and the whole thing?
They have a Grim Reaper sign just before the proper cave,
yeah,
but nothing to block people going off to the side, so be careful there.
Yeah, don't do
it. You don't want to go where you can't see the sun.
Yeah. Hey, don't dive beyond your limits. If you see that and you're not cave certified, don't do it, even though you may
Amen,
be tempted.
Bro.
And it may look like, oh, I could go there. Been there, done that. Shouldn't have many, many years ago. Learned my lesson. We won't talk about that today. But anyway.
Well, luckily you learned a good lesson because, a lot of people don't realize how deceptively easy it is to die in those places.
True. The visibility is gin clear in these springs that we have
gorgeous.
In Florida.
And this is a place where you can actually see albino or blind crawdads walking about. And not be all the way back in a real cave.
Really? So they're right there in the cavern area for any open water diver.
That's exactly right. You have to keep a sharp eye out.
Mm-hmm.
They're translucent little buggers, so unless you're looking for them, you're not going to see them.
How big are they?
Inch to an inch and a half.
Okay, so a little tiny little crawfish, but they're
little
transparent.
Little tiny crawdads,
nice.
Which is completely different than the crawdads I saw at... Jackson Blue, where I was 2 days ago. I'm doing a sweeping tour of the state again and diving in all the holes I like to dive in, all the caves.
Yeah.
But those guys are like 12 inches long from tail to the end of their snappers.
Really?
And,
I was going to say, you sure those weren't lobsters? Come on.
Yeah, well, our Florida lobsters don't have claws like these. These claws look like you could get a good bit of food out of them.
Interesting. All right, so maybe somebody dropped off some Maine lobsters down there in the caves and they modified themselves?
No, they're crawdads, and okay. North Florida Springs are known for these particular crawdads. They're black with white spots, and they look kind of evil.
Yeah. Well, I mean, are they the same thing as crawfish that they would have in Louisiana? I mean, could you go grab them and eat them? I'm sure people wouldn't
yes,
want you to
you
do that.
Yes, you could go grab them and eat them. I don't know if they're protected. They might be.
Yeah.
But they're not the exact same mud bug that we find in Louisiana. Those guys are more brown in color and much, much smaller.
Yeah, okay. So these are big
I've never seen a 12-inch mud bug.
Crawfish. Interesting. But are they translucent as well or more like a milky white?
No, these are black with white spots.
Oh.
These are very dark compared to normal crawdads. And like I say, they kind of look vicious. The first time I saw one, I thought I was looking at an underwater scorpion because the claws are sort of snake down like a scorpion.
Yeah.
Not big like a normal crawdad.
Well, do you find them to be...
Then I saw it out, and it's got a normal tail.
Okay. Well, do they tend to be kind of shy, or do they come after you when they see you, or are they pretty, you know, friendly in that regard, or are kind of skittish? What do you think when it comes to
scuba divers? Oh, they're skittish. They're hiding under rocks.
Okay. Interesting.
You know, on my rebreather, they don't know I'm there most of the time until they actually see me, so they'll start creeping out.
Uh-huh.
And then they'll like, oh, wait a minute, what's that? It's a big bass, you know, and then they crawl back in there. But as long as I'm not making noise, they will venture out a little bit.
Interesting. Well, if they're that big, I would imagine they could be fairly tasty, but I wouldn't want to encourage anybody to eat them because I would guess that would be a cool thing to see when you're diving in those particular. And what was that spring system you were talking about? What was it called again?
That was called Jackson Blue. It's up in the panhandle just past Tallahassee. I went and dove with Ed Sorensen of Cave Adventures.
Yeah.
What an interesting guy. He saved plenty of divers, of cave divers. Not just recovered bodies, mind you, but he's actually saved them.
Okay.
And a terrific guy. If you want to get cave training, he's like a go-to guy up there.
Well, that is always a good buddy to have. Someone who could save you, I guess.
Exactly. You know, it's like people say, well, I don't want to carry a spare bottle. I just want to have Ed next to me, you
okay,
know?
Okay, fair enough. Absolutely. That's definitely, you know, you don't want to lean on your buddy like that. But, hey, if they have the skills, it definitely gives you a little added peace of mind.
And he has skills. We went 1,500 feet back in there. We saw blind salamanders, again, the blind crawdads.
Wow.
We saw this minnow that I've never seen before, but it was all over the cave. They didn't look blind. They reacted to light. And at one point, there was probably like 2,000 or 3,000 of them on the walls and the floor. And it almost looks like cockroaches running as you put the light on them. It was like a little eerie. It's like, oh, okay, no, they're fish. They're not cockroaches. But, really cool dive.
Interesting. So, and the water temp was like 74, typical springs?
Negative.
Whoa.
Water temp was 69.
69? Are you just saying that for
fun? Yeah,
only lasted
2 hours. I was getting cold after 2 hours.
Why was it colder? It just up there in the panhandle, the springs are a little different?
Yeah, it gets a little bit colder the further north up you move.
Okay. All right. Well, there you go. I didn't know that. So, yeah, I'm not familiar with that spring. I mean, I've heard of Paradise Springs, and that's over
Paradise
there.
Springs is the warmest spring I've ever been in. It is about 74, 75 degrees.
Yeah.
As opposed to, like, 70 degrees for Ginny Springs and Alexander Springs, those other springs.
Okay. Well, how far are you going back into that system today? Are you going to penetrate that particular cave system, or are you just going to hang out in the cavern area?
I'm going to be hanging. I've got a friend of mine who's coming down who's not cavern certified, so I will not let him get close to the cavern area.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you're just up there playing today, is what you're saying.
We're just playing, and I'm getting hours on my rebreather. Once I hit 100 hours, then if I want to, I can actually become an instructor on it.
Really? So that's the minimum they want you, 100 hours, and then you may jump into that position? Or are you seriously considering that? Or okay.
That's... You know, when you teach open water, it's it's stressful enough for us open water instructors, as you will attest to.
Yes.
But then when you start teaching technical stuff like rebreathers, and I don't know if I told you, I'm actually now a cavern instructor. I haven't taught the class yet because I still want to make sure I can teach the best class possible. So I'm not ready, even though they're ready for me to do it.
Uh-huh.
It's just a big responsibility, and it's not a responsibility I ever want to take lightly.
Yeah, you want to make sure you feel comfortable when you're taking on that role as an instructor. And sometimes I felt that same way, but when I became a dive master, they said, okay, we're going to make you an instructor now. I'm like, hey, whoa, whoa, whoa. When I took a year or two off just to go play before I took on the role of instructor.
Good idea.
Yeah. All right. Well, Pete, enjoy your dive. Look forward to hearing about those, those overgrown crawfish. Ones that can't see. Well, who knows? More coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com. But it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Divers in the Know dive with Dan. Divers Alert Network. DAN is the industry's largest association dedicated to scuba diving safety and has served divers for over 30 years. DAN provides emergency assistance, medical information, educational opportunities, trip insurance, and more. Whether you're just learning scuba or a veteran, a DAN membership just makes good sense. Sign up and take advantage of the many benefits DAN offers by going to dan.org. DAN, your dive safety association.
Surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
We're getting wetter all the time. I used to get wet in the pool.
Below the swim lane.
The dive instructor was cool.
And a bit insane.
As we went down, the bubbles would sound. As we were taught the dive rules. I've got to admit, it's getting wetter.
Wetter.
A little wetter. All the time.
We need to submerge.
Yes, I admit, it's getting wetter.
Wetter.
A little wetter. Sublime, getting so much wetter all the time. It's getting wetter all the time.
Wetter, wetter, wetter.
It's getting wetter all the time.
Wetter, wetter, wetter.
Getting so much wetter all the time.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving and butchering every Beatles song possible. I am Greg the Dive Master, and we are connected to Across the Pond, appropriately enough, with Roz from the UK. Roz, how are you?
Hello, Greg. I'm fine. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. I wish I was a little wetter right now, but I got to wait a few more weeks before, you know, I jump back in the water after this open heart surgery thing. But you're going to join me at DEMA for that, right? We're going to get in the Go yes. Dive Now pool. You're going to be one of my dive buddies, right?
Yes, I'm looking forward to it, Greg. I'd like to go. It would be nice if we can get a dive in together.
Yes, well, that would be kind of a, I don't know, we're going to count it as one, but we could probably do better than that afterwards. But baby steps, right? We'll start there and then expand out maybe into 2017 and finally get out on a big dive adventure together. Does that sound like a good plan?
That sounds fantastic.
Yeah, well, it'll be our 20-year anniversary of Scuba Radio. So I definitely got some big plans, but I'm probably going to have to wait. The docs are telling me they want me to wait till about February 1st before I do any real adventures. So I've been kind of cleared, but they said, don't do any deep stuff till after then. I'm like, okay, if I have to. But, hey, I got all this stuff I can do down the Keys, do some shallow stuff, and, you know, we'll do the DEMA thing there middle of November, and who knows what'll happen. But shortly thereafter, the 1st of February, we definitely got some big plans that we'll share with the world, and maybe you can join us for one of those. But let's talk about what's going on with you. I know you're getting ready for Eurotech, which is literally not this weekend, but next weekend, right?
That's correct. It's happening on the 8th and 9th of October at the ICC in Birmingham in England.
Uh-huh.
And I'm in for an exciting week. We've got some very exciting speakers flying in from all over the world. So I'm just putting the gala dinner to bed at the moment whilst I'm talking to you. And we've got an amazing raffle, Greg. We've got some really nice toys that you can win.
Really? Okay. It's a raffle that you go to Eurotech and enter, or is this something that anybody that maybe have the separation of this huge pond between our countries, can we participate in this raffle as well, maybe?
Absolutely. Really? We thought it would be rather nice to open it up, because you see, the proceeds from this raffle, they're going to be going to Simon Mitchell and Neil Pollack, who are both researchers.
Uh-huh.
And the money's going to be overseen, and their remit is that this money should be used to fund research specifically for the benefit of a worldwide advanced and tech diving community.
Oh, nice.
And okay. This research will be disseminated to divers afterwards. Mm-hmm. So basically, you're paying for some research to make sure you're safer and better and easier in the water.
Well, that sounds like a good plan. So if anybody listening wants to participate in this raffle that's connected to Eurotech and can't go, or obviously if you do go, you can, I guess, buy a ticket there. But if you can't, you can go online somewhere and purchase one of these raffle tickets and be in for some of these prizes, or what?
Yes, dead easy. Just go to the Eurotech Facebook page, and we've got information on there. And you could win a fully loaded AP Diving Vision rebreather, which is just beautiful.
Wow.
We've got Suex have given us a beautiful scooter. We've got a Lust for Us trip to truck, Shearwater dive computer, a bespoke otter dry suit. We've got an underwater a holiday to Mexico with Underworld Tulum. And we've got the 50 Fathoms collection, which is a really nice book series produced by Blumpan, the watch, the luxury watch company.
Okay, so there's some big stuff, big ticket items in this raffle.
Yeah, there's some huge big ticket items in this raffle. I mean, it's just massive. And tickets are they're £5 English, so I think that's about $6.50 for you, Greg.
Okay, we'll go with that. Yeah. All right. So that's not much, and it goes to a good cause as well. So go to the Eurotech Facebook page. Just Google it if you have any trouble finding it, but it'll pop right up there on Facebook, I'm sure. And I know you mentioned you have a lot of great speakers. Obviously, Simon Mitchell and his buddy will be there at the event, I assume, right?
That's correct. And we've got Christina Zanetto flying in from the Bahamas. Now,
from UNEXO, yeah.
Sure. Yeah, she's been doing some remarkable cave exploration over there, and she's found quite a lot of virgin passageway, and she's been putting line into that, which is very, very exciting, because she's pretty much the only person over there doing this, and she's on her own, so it's real sharp-end expedition diving.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really quite exciting. And then we've also got, from your side of the pond, we've got Richie Kohler coming in.
Yeah, he mentioned that last week. I had him on the show, and he mentioned he was going over there. He was pretty excited about that. And I guess he'll be signing copies of his latest book and maybe telling people about, you know, more on his latest adventures to Malta, because I believe he's coming straight from that part of the world to Eurotech, if I remember correctly, from what he told me last week.
He's in Greece at the moment, and he's coming over here. And I've got 200 copies of his book sat on my kitchen table at the moment, which I need to take to Birmingham.
Okay. You need to get him the hell out of your flat, or what do they call it? Yeah. It's taking up a bunch of space. Okay. So you're ready to get him out of there and over to the show floor to have him have Richie sign him. I'm sure they'll go very quickly. Yeah.
Like hotcakes, should imagine.
Yes, or whatever they call them over there. Do they call them hotcakes, or do you have some other wacky name for pancakes? In the UK,
hotcakes I would regard as something that we cook like muffins.
Muffins, okay. Muffins are considered pancakes. Do you even know the word pancake or no? Yeah, you do.
Yes, we know pancakes, but we don't regard them as cakes. It's pancake is a batter mix, isn't it? But you it's very thin, and you put like sugar and lemon on it, or jam on it, or apple on it, or something, and roll it up and eat it like a roll. Is that correct?
No, that's way off. I don't know what you just described, but whatever. We'll just leave it lie because it'll create some kind of international incident that will, you know, stir up that will be bad. So we'll just leave it at that. We'll call them hotcakes and just leave it for there for now. But Eurotech next weekend, and then let's see, the Birmingham Dive Show is shortly thereafter too, isn't it? Are you going to that as well or no?
Yes, it's happening a couple of weeks later, and Dawn Kanagas is flying in to speak at that, and also Cave Explorer Jill Hyneth is going to be there too. So that's quite an impressive lineup. They're both ladies of the Women Divers Hall of Fame, so they're going to be presenting at that.
Yes, Roz from the UK. We got more with her coming up next. We'll talk about Birmingham. We'll talk a little bit more about what she expects to see at the DEMA show in Vegas in November as well. That's next on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Roz from the UK with us right now, connected via Skype, and she's getting ready for Eurotech, which is next weekend, big technical conference there across the pond. And I don't know, did we cover that base with everybody's planning to attend? You know, Simon Mitchell, Richard Kohler, you mentioned a few other folks. Was there someone else you wanted to get out there as well to let them know?
Yes, Becky Kagan Schott's flying in as well, and she's bringing some awesome footage of the Great Lakes. The Great Lake wrecks, and she's a real advocate of these magnificent wrecks. So she's going to be speaking. And then Mark Alexander's going to be talking about diving the Andrew Dorian, 60 years of your most iconic shipwreck.
How about that? No, look, I just got back from Alaska. You got anybody coming out there that has dove the glaciers and stuff like that, or no? I kind of looked for it, but I was on a cruise ship, so I didn't talk to many divers out there. You know what I mean?
We've got Ocean Quest Newfoundland coming across. Now, they've got mine diving, and they've got iceberg diving, and they go and dive abandoned whaling stations. So they're coming across to showcase how fantastic it is to dive in Labrador.
Interesting. Okay. Have you ever done that? You ever done an iceberg dive yourself?
Oh, it's on my list. It's on my list.
It's on the list. Okay. You know, I would consider it. The cold water things does concern me just a bit. When I looked at everything, I was cold enough. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of people ask me, you know, after I got back from Alaska, like, oh, did you go diving? I'm like, well, no, it's Alaska. Are you kidding me? I'm a warm water wuss. But with everything I saw, I got to tell you, in some of the stories I heard from some of the folks, you know, they have these glacier caves that are, I guess, you know, they kayak through them. And I was like, ooh, that'd be kind of a cool place to scuba snorkel through as well. And then I think about the water being 32 degrees or just above. And that kind of turns me off. You hear what I'm saying? I get shrinkage just thinking about it.
thermal underwear. Decent thermal
that's the
underwear.
Key? Okay, that's the key to preventing shrinkage, according to Roz across the pond. I'm assuming you don't know what I mean by shrinkage either. It lines right up there with pancakes.
I've got no idea what you're talking about.
Yes,
Greg.
Thank God. Which is a good thing. Once again, international incident averted. Right here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Thanks, Roz.
You're welcome.
More coming up.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Hi, this is Richie Kohler.
And I'm John Chatterton.
And you're listening to Scuba Radio.
Yowza. This is the world's first radio show dedicated to diving.
Come on, come on. Dive, dive, dive. Sink and slow. Dive, dive, dive. Sink and deep. Dive, dive, dive. The love to dive. We dive.
Or now, you don't have to wait till 5. That's when we go off the air every Saturday, 3 to 5 Eastern Time. I am Greg the Dive Master, and on the line with me right now via Skype, I've connected with Peter and Galinda from Aquanauts Grenada. Guys, how are you?
Hey, Greg. So wonderful to talk to you again. No, we are wonderful. We had this little storm passing north of us, so we're having a rainy day today, and everybody takes it easy, and tomorrow we'll be up and running again.
Yeah, I've been getting some Facebook updates from our friends down in Dominica and down there in the Caribbean. We'll update everyone accordingly next week, but hopefully everyone will weather the storm fine and just get rained on for a few days and deal with it just well. I'm sure it didn't mess up anything underwater there at the Bianca Sea and Grenada.
No, we are far enough away, and I hope all our friends up north are faring well through this, and wherever it goes now, it will behave well and not do too much damage.
That's right. Just give us a little rain. That's all we're hoping for, maybe.
Yep.
But that's okay. We like water. We're divers, right? And I got to catch up with you. It's been a while. A lot has happened since the last time we spoke. You hear what I'm saying, Peter?
Yes, I hear, because apparently you took a short break, you know, to get, you know, some things fixed.
Yes, well, you know, I didn't really take a break. That's what the kicker was. But, you know, but hey, I got derailed slightly from my diving plans and had to make some adjustments for this open heart surgery nonsense. But hey, I'm back, I'm doing well, and I'm ready to dive in Vegas. You and Gerlinda are going to join me in the pool there, the Go Dive Now pool, for my first dive after open heart surgery in Vegas, right? Are you game?
Yeah, we definitely going to be there and support the cause of the Dive Hard charity and everything, and hopefully we can raise some funds and, you know, create some more awareness for people.
Yeah, well, that's we are tying Dive Hard into it accordingly, as you, it makes sense. We'll share all the details coming up here probably next week. I'll have that all ironed out. But the fact that I got Peter Galland as a couple of my dive buddies, I think I'm going to be in very good hands. You know, all of 4 feet deep, I have to set up all the safety net I can. You hear what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, I'll be preparing all the decompression equipment. Yes. I'll have the tanks ready and everything.
Exactly.
You know, oxygen. And
right.
No problem.
So
no
wait,
problem.
What have you been doing in Grenada lately? Have you been doing more rebreather diving? Is that all you do now?
Actually, now that you bring this up, I mean, we had a pretty good summer. Lots of dive groups here from different regions of the United States taking opportunity of all the new flights that we have coming with JetBlue, with Delta and American, etc. So it's been a very busy summer.
Good.
And right now I'm working on a next project, basically moving us to the next century. Because now we are combining two amazing technologies. One is the rebreather, and the other one is the virtual reality 360 underwater filming.
Really?
So we're gonna be working this week. We have a very talented young man. His name is Nick Fuller, who works on 360 video productions. So he's done a lot of work for the Olympus Dive Center up in North Carolina, and he's down here now and getting trained on the rebreather, actually, as a matter of fact, right now. And then we're going to start shooting on rebreathers, 360 videos of our wrecks and reefs. It's going to be amazing.
Yeah, you know, I remember you telling me about this plan. It might even have been DEMA last year. I don't know, but you said
Actually, it popped up last year at the Beneath the Sea show in New York.
Yeah.
Where we started talking about it, and we came up with a plan, and right now it's happening. And I'm so excited about this. I mean, we did our first test shots, and I'm telling you, it's going to be amazing.
All right. So he is getting trained on being a rebreather diver on what unit? The Inspiration or Evolution?
Yeah, we're working with Evolution. Yeah, he's going to dive the Evolution, and then we're going to use this technology for having more bottom time and, you know, having no disturbing bubbles in the pictures. Right. So it's going to be beautiful.
Yeah, and so is he showing you how to operate these 360 cameras, or is that part of the deal?
Yeah, he brought the rig down, basically, which is a beautiful setup of a whole bundle of GoPro cameras, and we're going to shooting all the different things. We're going to mount them to our underwater scooters and fly along the reef, and you can sit. I mean, for people like you, you know, that have to take it easy now. So you can sit in your bathtub and use your VR goggles or use your iPad and just zoom along our reefs and wrecks.
Cool. Yeah, take a little virtual dive down there in Grenada with this 360 technology. It is pretty amazing when you put on the goggles, especially. You really look all around. And you're like, oh, wait, there's my buddy over here to my right. There's the boat up above. And you just look up, down, all around, and your view is there. It's pretty remarkable.
And another amazing thing was, I mean, we did our first test dives out on King Mitch and Hema. And the sharks, they're so crazy about that rig. They're coming in, they're bouncing it, they're sniffing it with their nose. I mean, it's crazy.
Really? They're checking out the 360 camera setup?
Yeah. They really want to be in the picture. I think it's probably the electric field of all these cameras also that attracts them, but I haven't seen anything like this, you know? It's amazing.
Well, who gets the, you know, short straw to hold it then? As for some people, that could be a little intimidating. You would be like, give me it, I want it, I'll be the guy. I know.
I'm not worried about that. I put it on my head if I have to, you know. But no, we use a tripod because you want to have a steady picture.
Ah, okay.
So you put it on a tripod and then you move it on different locations on the rack.
Ah, okay.
And then later on, basically, when you go to our website, aquanautsgrenada.com, and we have it all ready and edited, so you will be able basically to get a picture of the rack, and then you have different location where you can basically click on, and then you get a 360 view of the rack.
Awesome. So that is in development now, or you're filming all this stuff as he does his rebreather course type of thing?
Yeah, I mean, at the moment we're focusing on the training and, you know, so get this out of the way, and on the weekend we're going to start the filming.
Excellent.
And we're definitely going to have it at DEMA, so we're going to have some VR goggles in our booth and iPads, and people can really live browse our reefs.
Cool. So you'll probably have that up on your website at aquanautsgrenada.com, what, after the first of the year thereabouts, maybe?
It will be probably take another 2-3 weeks until we launch the first couple of first videos, because it's a lot of editing work involved in all this. And definitely it will be live at the DEMA show.
Right. Now, once he leaves, are you going to keep one of these cameras for yourself to play with on your off days? How seldom they are or no?
Yeah, you know, there's this little price tag to it.
Yeah, I know. It's like, how many cameras are in one of those? It can be like 6, 8, or 12 or something.
It's six cameras in the rig, and then the rig in itself. So you're looking at $10,000 for the setup.
Ouch. Okay. So maybe
just another toy.
You give him a rebreather, he gives you one of these kind of deals. And no telling, right? I'm sure you're working.
Yeah, we'll see where we go from this. In the next couple of years, that technology will become more commonly available, simpler, etc. You know?
Okay.
I mean, for land, there is pretty good cameras already available in the same range as a single GoPro.
Yeah.
So, and underwater at the moment, you know, we're looking at a big price tag, and very few people actually who are able to master the technology underwater.
Right. Well, I say, why don't you just throw them like a box of Grenada chocolate? Say, hey, you can't get this anywhere. That's worth one of these things. Just leave your camera here. I'll keep it and watch after it for you.
Okay, I will propose. But,
you can try to barter a deal. That's just my 2 cents with it. It's about worth 2 cents. Anyway, I mean, what are you doing between now and DEMA then? Just focusing on that? Or you got any other big trips planned? Or Or yeah, what are you doing?
Yeah, I mean, we're going to be present at the Birmingham Dive Show over in the UK. And yeah, besides that, you're working. We have more dive groups coming next month. So we're busy with that. Diving. I mean, it's summer season. The water's beautifully warm and everything. Lots of life. And so we got to dive.
Excellent.
Before we go to DEMA.
And it's all rebreather stuff that you do, though, right? Do you pretty much?
No, I mean, we do it all, you know.
Well, I know you do it all, but you personally, aren't you always out on the rebreather? I see all your posts on Facebook and all the pictures and stuff. You're always on the rebreather, aren't you?
I'm trying to do it. It's my passion. I love the silence, you know, to be really quiet on the water and everything. It's just my thing, you know.
Right, I understand. That has nothing to do with you being married to Gerlinda. And you wanting to get away. I'm just saying that because I know she's standing right there.
No. No, that's not the case since she is also certified rebreather diver.
Okay, so. Good answer. Way to cover, Peter.
Yes.
No, we love Gerlinda, and I know Peter and Gerlinda are perfect in every way. So AquanautsGrenada.com, go there, check them out. Look for the 360 video. I can't wait to catch up with you in Vegas, and who knows? We may check in with you before then. That's not till the middle of November. You'll take my call still, right, Peter?
Yes, I will, Greg, all the time. And even if you call me from heaven one day, I will
take
the
call. Tempt me. Or don't tempt anyone. I already pushed that envelope as far as it can open. You hear what I'm saying?
Yes, Greg. Right. See you in Vegas, man.
Yes. More coming up. Stay close.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExploreVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explore Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explore Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExploreVentures.com. That's ExploreVentures.com.
How many times have you heard your diver friends say it's been a while since their last dive? Let your buddies know how easy they can get back in the water with the all-new PADI Reactivate program. Reactivate is designed to give divers the confidence to get back in the water by refreshing fundamental skills and dive principles. Reactivated divers will receive a PADI replacement certification card, and you get your dive buddy back. Contact your local PADI dive center, resort, or instructor to refresh your scuba skills with PADI Reactivate today.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive.
All right, you guys, this is a song about diving and drinking and all kinds of cool stuff, so I think you'll really like it. I like scuba, drinking rum from Cuba, big old boobas, and smoking a dooba. Underwater I fly, rum is better than pie. Boobs? Duh, I'm a guy. And the doobie? I forget that part. Like scuba, drinking rum from Cuba, big old natural boobas, and smoking a dooba. Purely medicinal purposes, I have a doctor's prescription. It's all good.
Yeah, I don't know how this happened, but during the commercial break, he popped up out of nowhere. Scuba Radio's Drunken Sailor's right here. Where have you been? I mean,
first of all, Casey Kasem, thank you for playing my number one hit single.
Okay, well, you're welcome.
It's top of the charts.
Yeah, well, I just got back from Alaska, and I've done the entire show, and also
Alaska.
Yeah, that's where I've been.
Oh my God! I was wondering where the hell you were.
Well, you just popped up behind the console here, and I'm like, "What the heck? What are you doing here?"
You were in Alaska? I thought you just went on a really long walk.
No, I have. I've been doing long walks, but not that long. That would last an entire week.
What it's been like for me while you were gone?
I can't speak for you, but it's been a pleasure for me, for sure. I enjoyed myself.
For me, it's been nothing short of a living hell.
Really? Why is this?
I am a survivor.
Okay.
I made it.
I
had to go into survival mode.
While you
were gone, I was in.
You've been here the entire time I was away? You were right there behind the console?
When life gives you lemons, you make lemonade.
Oh, jeez.
And I go into, guys like me, go into survival mode.
Okay.
And that means, hey, if you have to eat cat food, you eat cat food.
Okay, I did.
By the way, you're out of cat food.
I noticed that the cats had really eaten I left a big pile for them. I noticed the kitty litter was pretty full, too.
You know what? You get used to the cat food after a while. It's kind of like graham crackers.
Okay, so.
And I also, since I could not get into your bathroom, it was locked, I was forced to use the cat litter.
Oh, jeez. Okay, well, let's just move on.
I have started taking on some characteristics of the feline species.
Oh, you have you? What does that mean? God knows you already used up 9 lives.
I ate the cat food, and I had to use the cat box, and then I...
Oh my God!
I started getting hairballs.
Oh my!
Which is weird.
That's disgusting.
And licking myself.
Oh, okay. All right. That's enough.
Look, to clean.
I just
keep
got
myself
back
clean
from a cruise in Alaska. Yeah. Okay. Just stop. Stop it! Quit chasing your tail already. Anyway, I got back from Alaska. I was trekking on top of a glacier. I took a helicopter ride on top of a glacier and trekked around for like a couple miles. Just had an awesome time. And I got to go back there and do some diving. I didn't do any diving. I just looked around, and I was blown away. And, the water's so cold, maybe I'll go back and do some diving next time. Anything to get away from you. I'll tell you
Dude,
that much.
Right you're now. Like James Bond.
Kind of. Okay. I'll take that.
Hey, let me ask you something.
Well, I want to get to the point of, did you even do anything constructive while I was away?
Well, I want to ask you, when you were on the glacier, were you singing to yourself, ice, ice, baby?
No, I was not. But man, now that you mention it, I probably should have.
Hey, missed opportunity.
Yeah, evidently.
Okay, listen. While you were gone, not only was I using your cat box, but we did get, now there's unfinished business. It's good that you're back, but now we have to play catch up.
We do. Okay.
Viewer mail.
Oh, yes, that's right. You're supposed to do that all the time now. So we have some?
Or listener mail.
Listener
mail. Radio listener mail.
Okay, you want to read it? Go.
Well, I would read it, but we already have it. We have it on tape.
Oh.
And if you want to play it, then you can just take it away.
Hey, Greg, I hear you're flying to Vancouver for your Alaskan trip.
Yep.
So let me be the first Canadian to welcome you to Canada. And because we're bilingual, bonjour, bienvenue au Canada, Greg.
What?
Just to let you know, the coin with the loon on it, yep, we call that a loonie. And the one that is a love child between a penny and a quarter, we call that a toonie. You guys had some confusions about what a toque is, what those guys wear on Duck Dynasty, yep. We call those toques up here in the north.
It's a hat.
Anyways, me and a dive master friend might be doing a dive this weekend. So very good chance we'll be diving the J.C. Morrison right off the Barrie waterfront there. A nice little shallow 30-foot dive.
Beauty, eh?
Sometimes the visibility is bad because Barrie decided to put its wastewater management facility close by.
Ew, gross.
Anyways, a little bit later on, I'd love to tell you about how she sank. Interesting story about that. And have a safe trip.
All right. Well, thank you. That was from Ryan, I see.
And, what a nice Canuck.
He is a nice Canuck. You know, he backed up my story on toques. I think it was Bill, the producer, didn't understand what a toque was.
A toque is a hat.
Yes. Everybody knows
it's
this.
It's a knit cap like Bob and Doug McKenzie.
See, you even know this. Wow.
Ooh, look-a-coo, look-a-coo.
Okay, look at that. That's pretty impressive there.
Take off, eh, hoser?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You are definitely a hoser.
Well, I ended up in Vancouver, so I was in the Great White North, and I appreciate Ryan's, you know, I got that after my trip, but I appreciate the thought regardless.
He sounded almost like the computer talking like that Stephen Hawking uses.
Well, he did have some little glitches, I think.
Hey, Greg, I would like to welcome you to Canada. Welcome. I have a log boring story I would like to tell you on the radio.
Don't do that. That's not appropriate.
I'm just kidding. I'm drunk.
Okay, of course you are. Get the hell out now, will you?
Down to the sea.
Here, take this cat toy with you. All right, that'll do it for this week. Till next time, remember, it's always better.
Die wear sweater. Get down, everybody.
Get out.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.